Energy Worlds Collide at Chatterjee Conference in Kentucky, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. and Michael Brooks. Lexington, Kentucky. FERC and the University of Kentucky's Envision Forum opened Monday with coal magnate Robert Murray lambasting the feckless FERC for refusing to rescue the coal industry and warning that we're going to have a lot of people die if there is a repeat of the 2014 polar vortex because coal plants have been forced to retire. More than 130 regulators, industry officials, and other stakeholders attended the Envision Forum sponsored by FERC and the University of Kentucky Center for Applied Energy Research. Copyright RTO Insider. FERC Chairman Neil Chatterjee, who listened impassively to Murray's emotional 20-minute speech, insisted afterward he couldn't have been happier with his comments. "Thank you, Bob, for your passion and your candor," Chatterjee, who organized the conference in his native state, said before introducing the next speaker. "At too many conferences," Chatterjee said, "panelists don't truly speak their mind. What I want is what Bob just did, pull no punches. I am sure others have different points of view. Don't be afraid to be critical." He needn't have worried. The morning panels featured vigorous discussions on eminent domain and pipeline siting, the viability of a national energy policy, and Murray's insistence on the need for coal. Murray, CEO of Murray Energy, noted that FERC opened a docket 20 months ago to address grid resilience after the commission rejected Energy Secretary Rick Perry's request for an order requiring cost of service payments to coal and nuclear generators. FERC should have already directed the regional transmission and independent system operators to conduct analyses designed to determine whether their grids are resilient against events having high impacts but low frequencies, he said. The commission could provide guidance regarding the scenarios and assumptions for this analysis, but it doesn't. Murray said the electric industry's faith in natural gas is misguided. These wells only last 10 years, and they're 5 years old now. So we have a 5-year national energy policy. He also hinted at a possible bankruptcy announcement, saying that despite having the lowest costs in the coal industry, you'll be reading about us in the days ahead. "We've already announced that we have a forbearance agreement with our lenders. Lowest cost and didn't make it." The Wall Street Journal reported earlier this month that the company entered into the forbearance agreements to buy more time to avoid a bankruptcy filing after skipping an interest payment on $1.7 billion in debt. In a later panel discussion, Michael Polsky, CEO of independent power producer Invenergy, said his company started building coal and gas-fired generation and now does gas and a lot of renewables. Coal magnate Robert Murray gave a blistering critique of FERC as Commission Chair Neil Chatterjee listened. Copyright RTO Insider. "Mr. Murray can say whatever he says, coal is just not the future. You've got to admit the reality at some point. Chatterjee wanted reality. Coal is not the reality." Still, there was a heavy emphasis about the importance of coal to the state and to the U.S., and the need to value coal plants' supposed benefits to the reliability to the grid. Many speakers cautioned that the increasing penetration of renewables was unaffordable to the state's ratepayers. "Low-cost energy is the key to eliminating poverty, whether it be in this country or in other countries," Joe Kraft, CEO of coal production company Alliance Resource Partners, said during a luncheon speech. "We should not convert our low-cost, reliable system that has been proven to be an economic engine that has made our economy the envy of the world, to a high-cost energy strategy, one that may not be reliable as well. Shutting down coal plants and shutting down coal mines is inconsistent with sound business principles because it's imprudent," said Frederick Palmer, former lobbyist for Peabody Energy and a senior fellow with the Heartland Institute. "And how do I know it's imprudent? Because we just had 1 million people in the state of California that didn't have electricity for a week or 2 weeks. Who's who?" Interim PJM CEO Susan Riley talks with New York Public Service Commissioner Diane Berman and former FERC Commissioner Colette Honorable before the Envision Forum. Copyright RTO Insider. The conference, which included 12 panels, attracted a who's who of electricity policymakers, including numerous state regulators and trade groups, former FERC Commissioners Colette Honorable, Phil Moeller, Joseph T. Kelleher, Vicki Bailey, Tony Clark, Robert Powelson, John Wellinghoff, and Swadeen Kelly. NERC CEO Jim Robb, Interim PJM CEO Susan Riley, ISONI CEO Gordon Van Welle, MISO CEO John Baer, and Carl Monroe, Chief Operating Officer of SPP. Also featured were American Electric Power CEO Nick Akins, Vistra Energy CEO Kurt Morgan, and Calpine CEO Thad Hill. Editor's note: RTO Insider will have additional coverage of the conference later this week. Showcase for University. The forum, which was held in conference rooms in the University of Kentucky's football stadium, also provided a showcase for the university, where Chatterjee's parents worked as professors and cancer researchers. this is what we're all about, convening experts, disseminating knowledge and seeking solutions. It reflects our innate desire to expand what is possible, University President Eli Capilato said in opening remarks. The forum was sponsored by FERC and the University Center for Applied Energy Research, which Capilato said develops technologies to improve energy efficiency, protect the environment, and create new economic opportunities that improve the lives of Kentuckians. We're not just thinking about solutions, said Capilato. We're making them. The Envision Forum attracted a star-studded cast, including Vistra Energy CEO Kurt Morgan, ISONI CEO Gordon Van Welle, NARU President Nick Wagner, of the Iowa Utilities Board, Interim PJM CEO Susan Riley, MISO CEO John Baer, Calpine CEO Thad Hill, and John Moore of the NRDC's Sustainable FERC Project. Copyright RTO Insider. Displaced workers. The conference also featured several panels that were unusual for an industry event and covered topics not in FERC's jurisdiction. Among them was a panel on transitioning coal and nuclear plant workers and miners displaced by the shifting generation mix into different lines of work. Another was dedicated solely to the electricity industry in Kentucky, featuring several utility executives and Public Service Commissioner Talina Matthews. Others discussed the energy industry's intersections with telecommunications, water, and the opioid epidemic. People have been able to come here and establish connections, get to know each other, and I think that's really, really important, Chatterjee told reporters. I am hopeful that speakers will make connections and will continue this dialogue beyond here. Closing out the Envision Forum, Chatterjee said attendees told him that they had never been to a conference like this before, with this diversity of participants all under one roof, all engaging in meaningful dialogue and conversation. I hope that relationships were formed. I hope that conversations were started that will continue into the future. Chatterjee also said he wanted people to appreciate how gorgeous Kentucky is. It is not an industrial hellscape. Many of his fellow native Kentuckians who spoke on panels echoed that sentiment. For the folks in the room who aren't from Kentucky, sometimes Kentucky gets a bad reputation because people outside the state just hear coal. Dirty old company, dirty old state. It has nothing but coal in it. And that's just not who we are, Big Rivers Electric CEO Robert Berry said.